The measure, now headed to the governor, differs from a bill the House passed last month that created a broader exemption for all victims of sexual abuse and physical violence. The measure changed after the more narrow exemption recently passed the Senate. The bill was a reaction to a teenager who secretly recorded an incriminating conversation between herself and her stepfather, who she says had been sexually abusing her for years. But after an initial conviction, the stepfather now has a new trial because the Supreme Court said the recording is not admissible, given Florida's two-party consent rule. And lawmakers say their bill fixes that loophole. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.